Hello, Danny. How are you?
Hey, Olivia, I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm doing really well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's such a pleasure to connect.
I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So I was just sharing with everyone how excited I am for this conversation and that I've been following your work for a while. And so I really wanted to introduce you to my audience and share you because it feels like you've been this fabulous secret that I've been, enjoying the content of and all of the beautiful messages and work that you're sharing with the world. So welcome. And your energy precedes you. So thank you for what you do, and thank you for again joining us here today.
I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here.
So, Danny, for those that may not know, I want you to just kind of introduce yourself. And my favorite thing to ask people when I share them is to tell me not just, the resume or the blurb, but what brought you to this moment? And I've done my research and I'm really impressed by many things, but primarily this awakening and this unfolding that you have experienced and that you're also sharing with the world. And I think that's what initially drew me to you was, like you, I was and am a scientist in a really structured field of medicine and yet felt this really innate calling since the age of 3 years old to follow my intuition and begin to heal people from an energetic and an emotional origin of illness long before the physical attributes start to take place. And I really resonated with so many of the things that you have to say and that you share about the stuckness of energy. So I'd love to really dive into that today and how stuck energy and when it's not released can wreak havoc not just on your body but in your life. But before that, I'd love for you to share this all. Kind of who is Danny?
Well, thank you for having me. First off, I'm excited to be here. Who is Danny? I would say Danny is a human being on a journey, a journey of self-discovery, a journey of awakening, and in that process, a journey of helping other people to do the same. My background, I was born in New York City, and my parents divorced, and when my parents split up, my mother brought us to California. We went into immediate poverty. We were living on welfare, and that did something in me. When my father wasn't around, it made me not only be the man of the house, but I couldn't depend on anybody, and there was nobody coming to rescue me. So I had to go out and make it happen, which was good in that it drove me to be successful, but it was bad in that I didn't let anybody in. I was highly competitive, highly aggressive, a bit of an asshole, if I say so myself, to be honest with you. And then, great. Thankfully, I had a moment in my life where, everything kind of came crashing down, and I actually experienced my own separation, my own divorce, which we can get into that a little bit later. But I was at the pinnacle of everything that I thought I had wanted. I built a large business. We had a real estate brokerage with 400 agents, and we were doing $1 billion a year in sales volume, $35 million in revenue. It was nuts. And I was alone, and I was lonely, and I was miserable, literally miserable. That's when everything happened. That's when everything started to awaken. And I've been on this journey now for 3 years of really unraveling all of the deep-rooted barriers around my heart and the deep-rooted barriers that are not barriers, but thoughts in my mind that had kept me from happiness and peace. And as I've been on that journey, I've been able to see and lead other people through it. And I've seen miracles, and a lot of them, a lot of them.
I love that. I love that. So, one of the things that I was just so again drawn in by and really magnetized me to your story and to what you had to say was these testimonials of miracles and the way that you so humbly describe them as just, and I it was interesting because we sort of share the same philosophy. When I'm healing someone, I always say to them, look, I'm not actually telling you anything that you don't already know. I'm just helping you to remember. And whether I'm helping the cells of their body to remember and you're helping the consciousness and the soul to remember, that's the sort of origin, don't you think? That's who we start out as. And then of course, life kind of takes its course with us and things happen. And, you know, trauma is such an interesting thing that I think has come to be looked at in so many different lights, but primarily negative. And one of the things that I love that you really showcase is the value of trauma and what that can initiate as a change within an individual.
Yeah. You know, can I feel called to say a prayer real fast, because I'm already burping because I already feel the energy in the audience. So I want to do something to protect you and I. I'm just going to call upon the golden crystal light of Yeshua beaming down from the heavens, anchoring into the core of the earth to surround myself, to surround you, Olivia, our higher heart, our body, our multidimensional body. I'm calling upon the Archangel Michael, all of my guardians and all of my protectors, and I command any entity, thought, form, spirits, or anything not vibrating at 100% unconditional love, anything not here to serve our highest good and purpose, anything not sanctioned by me or by you through source must leave and stay beyond the boundary of that golden crystal light. And as it does, it has an experience of unconditional love to assist it in moving onward towards its spiritual evolution for its highest good and highest good of all. Thank you, and so it is. So I needed to do that because energy is a real thing, and most people are unconscious of that, and they're walking around planet Earth, you know, watching things and eating things and connecting with people and sleeping with people, and nobody really is aware that that energy is that's who you are and that's who I am. We're energy. So yeah.
You know, I think that, for, as you said, so many people, there's this distraction, and we talk about a lot, you know, I think in both of our works from what I've noticed, that there's this need to really stop the glorification of that distraction and of that busyness, because that was, from my research, the background that you came from, and certainly myself. And when you come from this trauma background at an early age, which I did as well, you know, and you find that you are automatically sort of pre-programmed. And that's when the belief system starts to kick in of, you know, I have to fend for myself. Mm-hmm. And the world is a hard and harsh place. And I have to sort of butt my head up against it. And it's survival of the fittest. Yeah. But that always feels hard. And that always feels difficult. And that adrenaline rush that creates in us can be really addicting, right? We can become addicted to chaos. And people have chaos addiction. That's a real thing. And you are actually biophysically addicted to the adrenaline and all of the cortisol and all of the things that happen when you are in dramatic or chaotic situation. But there's something that always feels like struggle and strife. And that is your higher self or your soul saying to you, no, this is not what we had in mind. This was just meant to be sort of an undulation. This was supposed to be a tide that you go in and come out with and let it wash over you. But I think that in our culture and, you know, as a result of things that we go through, it does become a programmed belief. That's what I find in my work, is where people can really get stuck energy. And, you know, when I was reading a lot about how you coach people and how you really reach in and connect with their energy and the origin of their soul, I started thinking about all of the different ways that, as I said, energy gets trapped within our field and within our body, you know, and there's no coincidence that we've seen such a rise in autoimmune illness because, as I always say, autoimmune, your body's programmed to survive under immense circumstances. So if you're experiencing an autoimmune issue, which is the second leading cause of chronic disease in the United States, it means that who you are, yourself, your source, that origin of energy within you, that pure light, is pulling you in a direction that the physical you, the part of you that's still like, oh, I got to beat down the doors, I got to hustle, I got to do all the things, is not allowing you to become and to step into. And so I want to ask you a little bit about how you unstuck that, I guess, you know, how do you release those energy centers and points, because your work is phenomenal.
Yeah, I appreciate that. First things first, I think that the more and more that each of us unravel and the more and more that each of us go into our journey, our journey of self-discovery, the more and more that we realize that all of us have unique giftings and all of us have unique spiritual giftings. I happen to see my friend Victoria is here. She has the gifting of connecting with those who have passed on. You know, my ex-wife Claudia just joined. She has a gifting of helping women through trauma, probably because of the trauma I put her through, quite frankly. my gifting is in helping people to self-actualize, helping people through my energy as a reflector and through my knowledge and my words to help them to understand that there's a thought and a feeling that they've been holding on to that they can let go of. And when they let go of that thought and that feeling, something new gets birthed in them. And the way we work that gifting is through our seminars and our events, our coaching programs, and through some plant medicine retreats that we host in Colombia. And so what we have discovered and what we have seen, and I was even doing this even before my journey began, I just didn't realize it was, and it's not me, it's them. It's you guys. You just need a guide to help you the same way that I needed a guide to help me. But what I have discovered, and you know, as I'm doing these interviews on my podcast, is every one of them, quadruple or 5x their income, every one of them get healthier and start losing weight. We have had a couple of people who autoimmune diseases are now gone. And I don't take credit for that. That's God and that's the medicine. But it's also them wanting to let go and wanting to surrender all of that. And every single one of them, their family all around them starts to heal as well. And that's because since we are energy, when one person in the family heals, little by little, everybody around them starts to heal as well. And it's really a beautiful, beautiful thing to see.
I love that. And what you're talking about, that energy field and how you can't heal, you know, in terms of quantum physics, you can't heal one particle over here without it affecting a particle or a particulate being the family over there.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. What we are seeing is that, you know, through the seminars and through everything, it's like, you know, one person has that change and then seven people around them have that change and then seven people around them. I mean, truly, truly. And this is why I tell people, like, and this is a decision that I had to make myself about the current circumstances in the world. I understand what's happening. I understand from the spiritual perspective of what's happening. And trust me, I want to go tell the world. But that's my ego that wants to go tell the world, you know, because my ego wants to feel like I know things that nobody else knows, which even if that's true, that's my ego. I don't need to say it. What I need to do is I need to show the world love. That's what I need to do. That's what you need to do. That's what we all need to do. Because what we get caught up in is fighting with each other, which that's what separation is fighting over Black Lives Matter, is fighting over the vaccine. It's fighting over, look, I believe what I believe. You believe what you believe. You go do what you go do. I go do what I go do. Nothing that I can post or share in my stories or anything is going to have an impact on your mind because your mind is set until you go within yourself, until you have the courage to go within your heart and to heal. Right. And to heal the thing that has you so afraid that somebody else can tell you what to put in your body. That's when the moment shifts. Until that happens, ain't nothing I say going to matter. So why am I going to waste my energy? I'd rather just share love and spread love. And eventually you'll come to a seminar and eventually you'll allow us to help you go within yourself so that you heal yourself. Because that's the other thing is that I don't consider myself a healer. I just consider myself a guide to help people heal themselves. Because that's where the healing really happens in my opinion. So
I love that so much because, you know, I get the same question a lot. I'm sort of on the fringe of medicine now, you know, because in my experience, and I talked about this a little bit in my first book, you know, to be primed, to do all of the type A doctor things. And I remember coming back from a rotation on the oncology ward and I was in the shower and it was one of those life-changing moments. And I heard a voice and I can only describe it as the voice of God. And I saw the image of a woman who was going through radiation treatment, and she had no hair and she had the radiation burns. And shocking, you know, I'd had the intuitive gift my entire life, but this was a next level for me. And the voice said, "Does this look like healing to you?" And before I could even answer, I mean, I'm like conditioner in my eyes and stuff, you know, before I could even answer, the voice said, "No, this looks like dying." And I, the next day, withdrew from what we call allopathic, so Western medical school, and I pursued my career in natural medicine. And it has allowed me what I feel is a perfect balance to gain insight from the earth and from, you know, what I feel is the most important place that we can heal from, which is yourself, as well as helping everyone from a perspective of, as I tell people in terms of vaccines, stay in the center and let it all unfold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just stay in your center and let it all unfold.
Yeah. Yeah. The problem is, Olivia, is that most people don't know what that center is. And so when you don't know what that center
is, absolutely.
And this is very important, people. And by the way, I say this humbly because I was there as well. When you don't know what that center can become anything or anyone. And it can become anything or anyone that they tell you. And for a long time, you know, that center was the TV. That center was what, you know, my parents thought, or that center was what, you know, my friends thought. And only when you truly discover that center is within yourself, do you really, really step into your highest potential.
So tell me about how you see this energy shifting, and I've noticed it sort of in myself and my own practice, from an era of what we call divine masculine into the divine feminine. Is that something that you're witnessing in your work in terms of this, you know, thousands of years old dynamic of we have to effort and we have to strife and we have to do all of these things in order to create? And then we're dipping down, and we even see this with earth changes and the earth shifting and changing, because the earth is a you know, multidimensional energy and feminine life giver to reflect that. And now we're sort of going into this space of, you know, feminine energy, where it is more about that allowing and that, you know, more of a nurturing, I think, consciousness that we're moving into.
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. So it's part of what I teach, and it's part of what I just did an interview on this today. I'll give you this example. One of my clients, his name is Ricardo. When he came to us, he was a complete mess. He was working 7 days a week. He had just lost his relationship. He had just lost his relationship with his daughter. She didn't want to be around him. He was maybe making, I don't know, low six figures, something like that. He was very unhealthy. And 2 years later, he's up in the $750,000 range, which, by the way, I'm going to talk about money in a second, because I know people have a hard time with that. he is leaner than he's ever been. He met his dream woman. They're about to get married, and his daughter is back in his life. And what was the biggest change is that Ricardo was conditioned as a man and as a Hispanic man to live from his mind and to not allow his heart to open. That was the biggest change, right? And that was me as well. So when I see this in men, I'm able to see it, and I go, okay, all right. So, you know, let's, little by little, let's work on this. And the beautiful thing that most people don't realize is that the programming of today, and we're talking even today's influencers, we're talking today's society, is go out and make it happen. And so that's why even our women are in masculine energy. You know, our women are going out there, and you know what? Quite frankly, good for them. Like, they want their voice, they want their power, they want their to be heard, because they haven't been heard for so many years. I would say it is a shift from the masculine to the feminine, yes, but I would say it's more of a combining of both, because all of us as human beings are both masculine and feminine. We were born from a mother and a father, right? So it's like, for me, what happened in my life, I went from hyper masculine, look at me, look at my car, look at my watch, to like, none of that matters. Mm. None of that matters. I just want to be at peace, and I just want to love, and I want to be in love with myself, and I want to love people. You know, and so that's where you're connected in both. And with that, yeah, there's a masculine side of me that wants to go out and go help a lot of people. And I want to be, you know, I want to be a service to humanity, you know, but also with that, I don't want to help them through my mind. I want to help them through my heart. So I think that's the balance between both. And that's what I see is happening right now.
Oh, I love that so much. And thank you for shedding light on that, because I just hosted a woman's retreat in Florida recently, and I had so many men come up to me and say, when are they going to do this for guys? When are they going to do this for men? So I will send everyone in your direction, because I think that is really underserved, you know, in our collective, is that it needs to be less of a taboo subject, that, you know, men can embrace their femininity and women can embrace their masculinity. And, you know, physiologically, that, as well as environmental toxins and other things, but we're seeing more hormonal imbalances than ever before. So our body's really echoing, you know, the energy introduction of our soul.
For sure.
Our soul doesn't have a reconciliation with something, our body will reflect that discord and that delta. And so I'm so grateful that you are bringing this to light, because this is a really, really important subject.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's interesting, because I would say, you know, it's like every week something new shows up in my journey. Every week a gift is unlocked. Every week a realization is unlocked. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. Like, at some of my events, I cry like a baby, because I have nothing to hide. And so when I come from a realization of, you know, this is something that I went through in my life, I want to share it with everybody, because as I share it with everybody, then they can learn as well. And then there's been a recent shift that has been like, hang on a second, I'm really climbing into my masculine, you know, and my body is reflecting that. Like, I'm stronger than ever before. I'm leaner than ever before. And this is without the consumption of animals. And so, you know, and it's because when you truly find your power, you know, when you truly find your power, and you find that your power is in your heart and your mind, the masculine and the feminine, you know, and you have the courage to go in and heal all of that, then that's when the magic starts to happen, because then that's when your love relationship just starts to, you connect during lovemaking and sex like never before. It's no longer, you know, as a man, we're conditioned to like go in there, do the act, get the outcome that we want, and it's over. No. You're missing the whole book. You know, because we think beginning and end. As a man, you know, we think, you know, achievement. We think go in and conquer and receive what we need to receive. You know, when two awakened people are really connected, there is no beginning and their end. There is no time. They're souls, and they're connected in a magical freaking way. And, you know, that's part of my passion in doing this, because most human people never, they live and they die without ever experiencing that. All right, I'm back.
Welcome back.
Yeah. And then, you know, I do want to just mention go ahead.
No, I was going to ask about, you know, the relationship thing seems to be more than ever before such an interesting and quote unquote difficult topic, you know, especially dating after divorce. I'm divorced myself. So it's this, you know, really interesting sort of beast. Do you think that is really based on a lot of our beliefs coming into it? Or is it really all boiling down to not having sat with self long enough to understand and fully embrace who you are before bringing that forward? I'm interested to hear your thoughts.
Man, this is deep. Okay. Yeah, let's get deep. So look, guys. So all of the outside world, all of it, whether it's your money, whether it's your business, whether it's your partner, whatever it is, is a reflection of your inside world. And this is very challenging for people. This is very challenging for people to understand, because you can either live life from the perspective of a victim or a creator. And I think that's the foundational thing that people need to understand, right? So if something happens in my outside world, right? Like a divorce, for example, something happens in my outside world, then I can feel like a victim, because that's what the world wants me to feel like. Right? Because as a victim, I'm easily controllable and I'm easily manipulated. But if something happens in my outside world and I am the creator of it, then I can look at it and I can go, who was I being that caused this to happen? You know, who was I being that attracted this person? Who was I being that is showing up right now in my dating life or whatever the case may be? And it's really interesting, because these are stories that I have even unraveled within myself. I mean, I'm going to get Yeah, I'll get deep. Fuck it. Let's do it. I saw my father hurt my mom. And I saw my father hurt my mom. And intellectually speaking, and in the mind and in the masculine, you know, I forgave him, whatever the case may be. And yet, as a little boy, there was something inside of me that saw that happen, that saw my mother feel that pain. So like in my dating life, like I've been staying away from everybody. Can I tell you why? I discovered it this week. I discovered that I had the story in my mind that I wasn't going to be with anyone or allow myself to connect with anyone because I didn't want to hurt them. And so what I did was I created this ideal, perfect soulmate woman that I put up on this pedestal somewhere up there that was highly unreachable. And anyone that would try to enter in my field, with there's plenty of beautiful women that want to connect or whatever the case may be, I would say no. And when someone would potentially meet that vision that I had, I would say, yeah, but I would go all in because I would go, here it is. Here's the vision, right? Okay. And if I'm honest with myself, even when that person would show up, I would look for a way to say, no, this isn't the one either. Why? Because I had a story in my mind. I don't want to hurt them, which takes away and discredits all of the amazing awakened women that are out there. Because number one, I'm not going to hurt anybody on purpose. But number two, even if I did, that's part of their journey as well. It's part of their journey. It's part of my journey. It's part of my healing. It's part of their healing. And so it's really, really interesting the way, truly, if you go deep, everything and everyone in your outside world is a reflection of your inside world. Their lack of being able to connect is your lack of identifying and knowing who you really are. Their insecurity is a mirror of your insecurity. Their rage and their anger and their abuse or whatever, I'm sorry to say this, but it's just a reflection of your lack of self-love. And it's the same way with business. It's the same way with food. It's the same way with money. These are the three energies of human mastery: sex, money, and food.
That's really brilliant, because, you know, I think that the bit that you were talking about, that's really the hard pill for people to swallow. And even as they're listening to this, and I always encourage people to don't think about things, know things, right? So there's a difference between thinking and knowing resonates, and it resonates in your body and in your cells and in your energy. But it is, when we hear it, when we run it through our filters, it's like, oh shit, I'm responsible for my own suffering.
That's right.
For a moment. But then it can become this incredibly empowering thing where it's like, well, if I'm responsible, then I'm also capable of alleviating that.
Right.
But I think a lot of times not enough emphasis is placed on the latter, and we get stuck in the I'm responsible. And that's the neurofeedback loop, you know, that we get caught up into. And so I so appreciate what you said about, you know, sort of that responsibility factor and looking at everything. The world is just you pushed out, you know, as an aspect of what am I vibrating. But I think for me, what I witnessed, the one of the biggest misconceptions about vibration, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, is that it's not just about what you think. It is about how you feel about what you think. And it is about the habitual how you feel about what you think that become our belief patterns, which really are the architect of our life. When I'm working with somebody in terms of healing their body, and I love your stories about, you know, the autoimmune just releasing and the body surrendering that, because that is possible and that's not talked about in medicine. And one of them, it's
not profitable.
You got it. Exactly. I always tell people there's no money in healthy people, only in sick and dying. So, you know, you got to kind of put it in that perspective. And that, again, is a harsh truth for people to swallow. But the sooner that you can palate that, the better. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I encourage them to investigate when we're working together, and they say, yeah, you know, I've been dealing with this forever, or especially if it's something like a cancer that's been dragging on for a while, is I say to them, look, at some point you have to identify and release the part of yourself that called in this physical discord, because there's something that you needed as a necessary part of your identity and your journey for this. And maybe that's to be resolved in this lifetime, and maybe that's to be resolved in the next lifetime. Mm-hmm. But either way, we can start to clean it up now. And so right. I really appreciate what you're saying about, you know, the cells following suit of our thoughts, because that's really how it works. And that's how, you know, it can be that lightning fast.
Yeah. I'll give you an example. My friend John came to me, and he was going to do a journey with us. And he came to me, and I'll never forget this. He was sitting in my car, and he's a client, but like, my clients are not my clients. They're my friends. They're my family.
Yeah.
You know, I genuinely love them. And that's coming from somebody who used to see his clients as just money. So this has been part of my process, right? Masculine, feminine, right? So I remember he was sitting there with all of his pills, and I don't know where this came from. Maybe it was a download, but I looked at him and I said, "You don't need that anymore. You're not going to need that." He was like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah." And he had a stent in his chest. Also, he had an autoimmune microfiber, blah, 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 whatever they right. No, but want me to tell you what his illness was? His dad used to beat the living shit out of him every single day of his life from the ages of 1 through 8 years old. That was it. That was it. I mean, I want you to, like, you know, it moves me to tears just even thinking about a little boy who comes into this world through love and is love, and gets shocked to see that the person that they are supposed to be protected by is the cause of their deepest wounds. You know? Yeah. And so we took him through a process, and sure enough, he decided on his own to not only take the stent out, but he also decided on his own to get rid of the medication. Yeah. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. And this is someone, you know, he joined my program. This is interesting the way this happens. I asked him, "Why did you join our program?" We have a coaching program for entrepreneurs. He said, "Because I was at a point in my life where I was going to the hospital 3 or 4 times a year for 2 weeks at a time." So I said, "The name of your program is Leverage. So I figured if I found leverage, then when I was at the hospital, then it would allow me to have a team and a system to run my business while I was in the hospital." Because I was basically used to the fact that I was just going to be in the hospital for the rest of my life 3 or 4 times a year.
Wow.
I mean, that's like...
I'm so moved by these, and there's no shortage of them with your work, which is, you know, I think for me, how I run things through my filter is that I try not to think about them. I try to just know them, and I really feel my way through life, which is the antithesis of how we're trained, you know, especially if you're, as we talked about, a high achiever. I think just a human being, you know, we're wired to use our logic and prize our logic over everything else, but really our compassion and our empathy it's a magical force, but we are the last person that we direct that back to, which is a really interesting thing. And I'd love for you to give us some insight on, you talked about parents. So, and I was listening to one of your videos when you talked about forgiveness. So for people who have emerged from a traumatic situation, how you can look back at the person and you have to see them from their level of wound. And I think in this one particular video, you were referencing viewing them as a child.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on, as an adult, when, you know, as we go into the holiday season and all of that? First of all, I'm a big believer that you can just tell people that are not healthy for you, it's okay. I don't care who you are, to just create boundaries with that once you have healed yourself. Yeah. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on how to sort of neutralize or resolve that parent dynamic for some of us that, you know, it's just a tough one.
So, you know, and I'm going to go ahead and say this. I have to find a balance in this, because on one end, I know how people are wired. People are wired to think that someone is trying to get something from them. But on the other end, I genuinely have this event. It's called Awaken Your Highest Self. And if you decide to come to this event, that's what we deal with. And I tell you that that's what we deal with, because I have discovered in the work that I do that the number one impact on a human being's life and the most important determining factor in what they perceive their potential in life is, or their potential successes in their life, is their relationship with their mother and their father.
Mm.
And so we can go in through meditation and breath work. So at Awaken, we do three meditations. We do three breath works, which by the way, people, when I started this event, I didn't even know how to lead people in meditation. I didn't, it was straight up like source, say this, okay. Say this, say that, say that. It was just a channel. And the crowd just, I'm talking people crying and awakening and like getting it. No plant medicine, no nothing, you know. But that's what we deal with. And if I could help you guys right now, I would say that you have to look at your parents, which this is difficult. And this doesn't happen overnight. And by the way, I could even say it and conceptually you go, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. No. Nothing changes until you go in and energetically heal. And you, for me, it was a moment where I literally had to like pull my father's name out from the pits of my stomach and shout it out. And I literally like passed out onto the grass because I just removed all of that anger from me, you know? But if you can look at your parents, not for what they did to you, because what they did to you was all from their own trauma and pain. You can look at them from behind that trauma and pain. And you can now look at them as the little boy and as the little girl that came into this earth as love, which is who we all are. And then experience that trauma and pain. Now your heart can slowly allow forgiveness. Mm. Now your heart can slowly, when you're ready to, allow to let go. Mm. To let go of the pain, to let go of the trauma that, quite frankly, requires a lot of energy to hold on to. And that energy that it requires to hold on to, that's where the illness comes from, and that's where all the bad stuff comes from.
I really appreciate what you just shared because it feels, even as you're talking, like breathing, right? Mm-hmm. So it's this organic process. So when you're talking about these events, it's almost like I can viscerally feel the energy that is created. Mm-hmm. When you're going there and you're facilitating these and setting your energy and, you know, setting the intention for the space, yeah. And how that elicits so much healing. By the way, just as an aside, this is just me saying I'm going to your event, just personally hearing you talk about it.
Thank you. Yeah. You're my guest. Just come as my guest. It's in San Diego. It'll be beautiful. Yeah.
I would love that. I would love that. So in the time that we have left, I want to talk about the thing everybody wants to know about, right? Which is the one thing we think is separate from us, but is a part of allowing everything, right? So we allow health, we allow, you know, high vibration, we allow well-being, and we allow abundance. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the money, because I'm really fascinated by how when someone changes their vibration, the money is just a side effect of that.
Yeah, it's just a side effect. It's a non-issue. Yeah. Well, what do you want to know? This is, I'm really good at this. So yeah. What do you want to know?
So talk to me a little bit about, you know, I think most of us are pretty familiar with what, you know, lack mentality is. And especially if you've come from a situation where you grew up very poor or you grew up in poverty consciousness was a real thing, you know, as you were talking about your own circumstance. Was it through your awakening that you broke that paradigm of belief, or is there a practice, you know, what do you find is the key, or are there many keys to sort of bridging that gap?
So this, thank you for sharing this. So this, I will tell you, happened very early on. I remember being 18 years old. Okay. I remember being 18 years old and we lived in the ghetto. And it was a little two bedroom apartment with my mom, myself, and my two younger brothers. I remember the day after high school graduation, right? I remember it vividly because we went out and did a whole bunch of bad stuff. We got into fights. We just did a whole bunch of bad stuff. And I remember laying there and I remember thinking, you know, you don't want to live here anymore, do you? And I said, nope. And I go, okay. You want to live up there where all the nice houses are, huh? I said, yep. I said, okay. And I remember feeling this. I remember hearing this. I said, well, no one's going to do that for you. No one's coming, Danny. There's no savior. There's no hero. If anyone's going to save you or or be the hero, it's you. So that's going to require some different things. That's going to require just a different mindset, right? In that moment, and this is what we all do as human beings, we all process everything that we want to accomplish from, well, who else did it? And I looked around my family, and no one else around my family was a homeowner. So I'm 19 years old, and I think to myself, but no, like I'm talking 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds, they don't own a house, right? But here I am having the audacity to say, I want to own a house. And I remember, and this was the moment that changed my life forever. I just freaking declared it. I just went out and said, I will own a home by the time I'm 21 years old. How doesn't matter, right? The steps won't matter. The minute, that's how powerful you are, people. The minute you declare, the minute you have the courage and the guts to just get it out of your soul and just pour it out and just say it to the world and start telling people, this is what I'm going to do. That's the minute you find out who you really are and how powerful you really are.
Wow.
And I'll tell you something that happened. And this is the key to manifest, right? First, you think it. First, you think it, right? You think it.
Yeah.
And I say, because that it's a message from God. First, you think it, and then you feel it. Right? And you feel it, and you really feel, and you visualize, and you feel, but then you have to speak it. And most people don't like speaking it, because here's what most people filter everything that they say through when it comes to their goal. Well, what if it doesn't happen? It can't not happen. Mm. It's impossible. As a matter of fact, you being here right now on this call, in this very moment, your future version of yourself wanted you to listen to us speak, so that we can start teaching you how powerful you really are, so that we can help you to manifest from this one conversation the things that you've been wanting to prove to yourself your entire life. That's how powerful you are. You attracted this conversation.
Mm. I have just my entire energy field is vibrating. You know, every cell in my body is yes. Like that is a hell yes. Everything that you are saying. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you're speaking, if you can allow yourself to, as you say, sort of check the ego and check the precognitive commitments and beliefs at the door,
sure.
Your entire body and your entire being can be taken on this journey that you're bringing everyone on, which is that return to self, which is that return to allowance. Right. And, you know, I think a lot about this because I talk to people about, you know, genetics and beliefs and heredity and all of this stuff. And it really is no different than abundance and lack mentality, because we have what we call in medicine precognitive commitments. So there was a study done by Harvard probably 25 to 30 years ago, and they took two groups of kittens. And in group A of kittens, they put them in a room that only had vertical stripes. And in group B of kittens, they put them in a room that only had horizontal stripes. And when these kittens had grown up to be cats, you know, they switched the rooms. So group B was now in vertical and group A was now in horizontal. And they thought, well, let's just kind of see what happens and if their social interaction changes with each other based upon their environment. Well, what happened was that these cats that were completely matured in every physiological way with all of their cognition and all of their cat senses, right, began running into the walls. So group B began to run into the walls of the vertical striped room, and group A began to run into the stripe of the horizontal stripe, because in their mind, they had a belief system. They had a precognitive commitment that life only exists in horizontal stripes. Life only exists in vertical stripes. And my physiology will reflect that. My entire depth of everything that I experience is contained in that. So it's a really interesting thing that I think about when we talk about evolving our higher selves, and you're talking about a peer, that's where everything is, right? Because this is the animal part of ourselves. This is the This is the meat skeleton, right? So we still sometimes get caught up in the rules of the meat skeleton and of the world. But after a week or so, these cats were able to adapt. And so I think about human beings, you know, and all of the different streams of consciousness that we have available to us. You know, cats are not out here watching podcasts and things like that. So we have this available to grow daily, you know, and when I hear you talk about the things like up, you know, and with your dad and really like removing that, it's super inspiring and it's moving. Because it lets me know that there is this immediate path to this, yeah, to this light and to this remembering.
And you know what that path is?
What's that?
Courage.
Mm.
Courage. Something is being brought up to me right now, you know, and she might even be on here, but you know, when Claudia and I broke up, which if you guys don't know our story, Claudia is my ex-wife. She's my sister, my best friend. We get along better than we ever have. Our kids are happier than they've ever been. But I'm going to share this that many of you might not like, but it's my truth. I had to have the courage to let her go. Mm. Because I know that I couldn't love her the way that she deserved to be loved. Mm. You see, the selfish thing to do is to be with someone because you need someone in order to feel good about yourself or feel comfortable with yourself. So I had to have the courage. I'm not saying this was hard, easy. This was very, very difficult. I had to have the courage to let her go. I had to have the courage to truly say, you know what? I love you so much that I know that there's someone better out there for you.
Whew.
Because what you and I have, we will stay here. We will do the right thing. We will hang with each other. We'll play the game. We'll go out to dinner with our friends, which we always needed friends around because we didn't have connection, me and her, just by ourselves, right? And you know, and we'll have sex, but it isn't making love. We won't look each other in the eye. We don't really know anything. We just know this game that we're playing. This game that we're playing, right? You have to have the courage to stop playing the game. You have to have the courage to stop playing the game. You know? And then when you finally have that courage, then that courage is going to be met. It's going to be met with society. It's going to be met with religion. It's going to be met with your parents and your friends going, oh my God, but I thought you were great together. But what happened? But what about the kids? But what about this? But what about? You got to stay with that courage because you know in your heart what you know. And once you know and once you've seen it, you can't let that go. So I'll tell you what happened. We went to marriage counseling. I already knew. If I'm honest, I knew, and we talk about it now, I knew the day we were married that this wasn't, I knew because I attracted her from a wound. That's a whole nother story.
Mm-hmm.
But we go into the preacher's office, and I'll never forget this, and the preacher is telling me everything in the book he possibly can to make my mind make the decision to stay in this thing that my heart already knows it's not supposed to be in. I would have ended up sick if I would have stayed with her because my heart knew that it wasn't what's best for me. It wasn't what's best for her. And it wasn't what's best for my kids. At the very end, I'll never forget this moment. The preacher goes to me, okay, well, look here. You want me to tell you the real reason you can't leave this thing? And I go, yeah, please tell me why. He goes, because if you leave this relationship, you will remove all of God's blessings from your life. That was the moment. That was the moment where my highest self goes, hey, wait a minute. That was guilt.
Mm.
That wasn't love. That was guilt. And it was guilt because inside of you lives some sort of guilt and you're now projecting your guilt onto me. That's what I needed to see. That's all the proof that I needed to see that there's something bigger out there for me, for her, than this paradigm that we've been living under where other people get to influence what goes on in my home. That stops now. I have courage today. I know it's going to be rough, but at the end of the day, there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel. That's what it takes. It takes courage.
Wow. I mean, I'm like, who else? Everybody's like, I am feeling this in my heart. You know, it is so many similarities to everyone's life story in some facet, you know, and everything that we've all been through, that moment, as you said, of courage, where your soul knows different.
Your soul knows.
And we have to stop silencing that because, as you said, initially, it's just going to feel like depression and like shit and like anxiety. And then it's going to feel, you know, all these things like boredom and stasis. And eventually it's going to feel like physical illness because that's the trajectory. That's the path.
That's what happens. Yeah.
You know, so the fact that You know, and just it seems like it's such a simple factor, you know, courage. And I think that
it's hard.
It is hard. Yeah.
Especially when you have little ones, and my babies would cry and everything, and I would look at them and I would cry and cry and cry. And then I'll just go ahead and, you know, and say it. And I also had to have the courage to not reach for alcohol. Guys, alcohol is killing you. It's destroying you and you don't even know it. It's doing it slowly. And just the fact that you even need it, it says something's going on inside that you're not aware of. But it's just a random glass. Look deep. Look deep. You know, and I had to have the courage to sit there in my pain after I had left my beautiful mansion that we had built in my little, back to my little crummy two-bedroom apartment. Crazy how life works out. And not call on the company of a woman because of my insecurities. Not call on the comfort of a bottle because of my pain. I had to have the courage as a man to sit there with that pain and cry my living daylight lights out for days because something was happening inside of me. And that's what happens when you have that courage. It's that moment where you just, where the journey begins.
That is some profound shit.
Well, imagine 3 days. That's what I'm telling everybody. This event, it'll change your life.
Oh my gosh. Please share with us how people can get into this retreat, because this is life changing and people need to know about this.
Yeah. So thank you for that. So the name of the event is Awaken Your Highest Self. You know, my commitment during the event is it's not about me. It's about you discovering you. I don't want you to like me. I don't want you to clap for me. I don't want any of that stuff because I don't need any of that. I healed all of that. And unfortunately, that's what most speakers and coaches and these people do is they're speakers and coaches because deep within they need adoration and admiration from other people. Like I don't need any of that. I just need you to discover you and I need you to heal you, because when you heal you, you heal me. And when we heal each other, we heal this world. And that's how it's going to happen. So the event is November 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's in San Diego. It's in beautiful Coronado, San Diego. It's on a little island surrounded by water. I picked that place because of the energy. And so there's a live option. We only have about 100 tickets of those left. It's going to sell out here pretty quick. But then there's an online option that anyone can watch from anywhere in the world. And that one is only like $97. And I made it so affordable because I felt in a ceremony with ayahuasca, God clearly tell me, we want everyone to have access to this. So make it affordable for everybody. So yeah, that's it. You just go to DannyMorrell.com/awaken. Or if you're following me on Instagram, you can seek a link there and it's get ready. Cause it's the deepest 3 days of your life that I'll tell you.
I feel that already. I feel like in the hours since we've been talking, I'm like, I need more of this. And, you know, as I said, your energy precedes you. You are a magical creature, Danny Morrell. And I am blessed and honored to have shared this moment and this space with you and to introduce the brilliance of what you are doing and the lives that you are changing with everyone that I possibly can. So I'm sending you so much gratitude. And for those of you that have witnessed this conversation, please go. Like, the man is amazing, you know, and follow him. I would highly recommend, if you've been moved by this conversation, imagine what that's going to be like in person. So Danny Morrell, thank you for changing the world one heart at a time.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for having me. And I'll see you. I'll see you in San Diego.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Okay. Thank you to everyone that showed up and that joined us. And I am sending you all so much love and so many blessings. Stay safe and return to oneness. Thank you, Danny Morrell. You are amazing.
You are as well. And by the way, this is very important. And I say this with all sincerity. I am you and you are me and we're one. So anytime that you see something incredible or amazing in somebody else, don't look up to them because they're you. They're you. They're just showing and revealing to you your highest potential. No one's better. No one's worse. We're all the same. So awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Be well.
That's it for this week's episode of The Higher Self. If you enjoyed this, please make sure to leave a 4 or 5 star rating, share it with all of your friends, all of your family members, and post any comments or questions that you may have, whether you're seeing this on my website, YouTube, podcast, Spotify, whatever the case may be. We really are here to help guide you to your highest self.